Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And since you've gotten in the building, what have you come to appreciate about Cole Kmet, both from your field study of seeing him in the past and then getting to know him as a person?
You could tell instantly when he was around the other offensive players, the rest of the team, there's an instant respect level. He's done things the right way for a long time. And so it's been great, not just him learning the offense, but helping others in the process as well.
Some people like Chris Emma.
I am one of those people. This is Rahimi and Harris on The Score, and we are going live out to Palace Hall. That is where we find Chris Emma, our Bears reporter. He does work for you every day. He is at 670 on Twitch. On Twitter. He is the Bears reporter for 670thescore.com. It is twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Chris Emma, what have you seen today so far at practice?
You know, I was curious as we got to the end of this offseason program if we'd get into Ben Johnson's bag of tricks. And he brought that bag of tricks from Detroit to Chicago. It's the last day here of veteran minicamp. It's the last day for most of these veterans, as it's going to be like work for rookies next week. So they open up practice today with a little fun and a little – it's not just a fun little game. They're doing some of their trick plays. They're doing some of their tricks in terms of – throwing the ball to offensive linemen, wide receivers throwing the ball, running backs throwing the ball, Caleb Williams catching a touchdown. They are going through everything out there. I don't think anybody's surprised by that. We've seen Ben Johnson's offense operate in Detroit. We've seen anybody from Monroe St. Brown to Penei Sewell making plays within this scheme. Today was Darnell Wright out there instead of Penei Sewell. So got a little look into the bag of tricks. Ben Johnson will speak to the media here coming up shortly, and I'm excited to hear his thoughts on how these guys looked.
Chris, tell me who, if anyone, surprised you with their deftness or their ability to throw the football or whatever might have you from these the bag of tricks you speak of.
I tell you what, Darnell Wright is, I mean, we know he's an athletic tackle. He's an athletic pass catcher. He had some speed to get down the field. There's a couple of guys where that throw was just, they weren't even in the vicinity. They were trying to get out there and couldn't catch up to the pass. That's what you expect from some of these 300-plus pound offensive linemen. But Darnell Wright looks the part, and consider that a comp with the Penei Sewell. We've seen him be part of this offense. Obviously, Dan Skipper was the guy in Detroit, that eligible tackle. So this isn't just some fun little thing they're doing at the end of the offseason program. Like, this is something that could very well be a part of Ben Johnson's offense once again. And then Caleb Williams getting downfield. He got a touchdown pass. I think it was Ian Wheeler. I can't remember who threw the pass, but Caleb kind of ran by me and threw the ball down. I was like, Caleb, man, you got the hands. He can make those plays. And following him was Tyson Bagent. Caleb went to celebrate with Tyson in the end zone. Austin Reed, Case Keenum to follow. Pretty much every single player it was involved with some kind of passing or catching today as they went through these drills.
Wow. Okay. So when you say Tyson Bagent to follow, you mean Tyson Bagent also caught a touchdown pass in a trick play situation?
Yes, and actually clarified, this wasn't team drills. This was more through going through different individual drills and testing these guys' output. Look, usually when you break out of stretching, you get into individual drills or something like that. It was notable when I kind of walked over to the other field. I'm like, was that Darnell Wright just catching a pass? And was that Joe Tooney just throwing a pass? And it was fun to watch. It was really fun to watch.
What about Andrew Billings? We saw pictures of him, you know, last week catching balls.
I mean, so we're going to hear from Andrew Billings, among others, here shortly. I want to know if he wants to be part of this offense. If you want to get the mini fridge back in earnest, that's your guy. I should preface it with mostly offensive players involved in this today. I did not see any defensive guys contributing, but Ben Johnson goes deep into that bag of tricks. So I would not at all be surprised if you get into that. I think people are kind of scarred with the way that the Doug Kramer fullback thing went last year, and rightfully so. But it's a new start, and I'd like to think there's some confidence as you push forward with this initiative here.
You mentioned Andrew Billings speaking today. Who else will be stepping to the lectern?
You're going to hear from Tyson Bagent, and forgive me, I'm forgetting the third member of this group, but I'm curious to hear from Big Bill, man. They missed him last year when he went down with that pectoral injury, and that defensive front was not the same without him.
No, it was not, and I did have a good laugh when I saw that picture that they posted from the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bears. I also tend to think, and he's injured, but Chris Emma, I'm going to hold the torch for Braxton Jones being part of a trick play, because that guy knows how to make some plays happen downfield in space. I'm just saying.
I mean, look, Dan Skipper, like I said, he was that guy in that weapon. And anytime he came out there as that six tackle, that eligible man against the line of scrimmage, that crowd of four field went nuts to the point where Jared Goff is calming everybody down, saying, quiet, quiet, I got to get this play in. We know, obviously, the controversy where Skipper did not report eligible, and that created a big issue with the Lions. But I'm sure that's going to be part of this as they really begin this initiative truly in earnest here. But, yeah, it may be Braxton Jones. If he's not part of the starting group, and we'll see, there's still a lot of time to tell on that. It might be that sixth tackle. Maybe it is Braxton Jones.
Any changes as far as health and availability? Did anybody miss time that's been going, or did anybody come back that's been missing?
Same as we've had the last couple of days. T.J. Edwards was back out there, which wasn't the case on Tuesday. Looked to be a little limited in team drills, kind of mixing some guys in and out with the defensive side. Tron Amagaji on the offensive side of the ball was getting his day today at left tackle. That's been a pretty consistent rotation. We've heard from Ben Johnson being open-minded to all kinds of possibilities there at tackle. But I said this before. I think I said it on Tuesday. I'm really curious to know how this offseason has gone for Tron Amagaji, because this is somebody, when you talk about fresh starts, like, this coaching staff believes in him the way that the front office believed in him. And he's got the benefit now, which he didn't have last year, because he went through that quad recovery. Benefit of a full offseason learning with a new offensive line coach, being a part with valuable reps in this first team offense, working next to a guy, Joe Tooney, who's one of the most respected offensive linemen in the league. I think this is going to be really valuable for Tron Amagaji.
I know you've got a hard out, Chris, because you got to make it to those press conferences that we mentioned. What were your takeaways from just what Ben Johnson had to say yesterday, too?
I love the way that he's coaching up Caleb Williams. I think you talked about it as well. The idea of what went wrong in this play. Why did you get on him? Well, he didn't get the ball out on time. Like, this is somebody this is why you want an offensive minded head coach, frankly. And no disrespect to any defensive minded coaches out there, but you want an offensive minded head coach who's the guy in charge of the quarterback, who oversees every bit of this and can really lead this initiative forward when you're talking about developing a young quarterback. And Ben Johnson has been right there by Caleb Williams' side throughout this process, as well as everybody else on this coaching staff on the offensive side. But I like the fact that he's really coaching Caleb Williams hard. And I don't think that was the case last year. I don't think Caleb Williams certainly didn't get what he needed to be successful last year. But you see little examples just from the few practices we've been able to see of how Ben Johnson is really getting through to Caleb Williams and getting the most out of him. It was a great day. I was not there yesterday, but it was a great day from what our teammate Mark Grody said for Caleb Williams. And he had some good moments today. He had a dart in the end zone against the first team defense to DJ Moore, like a beautiful throw where he split defenders. And I was kind of right behind the end zone wondering how he's going to squeeze that thing through. Like, he's making some plays out there and he looks better. You can see some of the differences. And I like to put one and one together and say this is Ben Johnson and his coaching staff getting through.
Well, Chris Emma, I know you're up against it, so we will let you go ahead and run to those press conferences. But thank you for giving us the latest and just telling us what you see over at Hallis Hall.
Take care. Have a good one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.